1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News
app.
I'm Faith Abubank. The race to get foreign nationals out of Sudan goes on. Overnight, special ops forces evacuated American embassy personnel and their family members. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby.
We still have military forces pre-positioned in the region, ready to respond if need be. But right now, it's not very safe to try to run some larger evacuation either out of a nearby airbase or even just through rotary lift like we did the other night because the fighting is so intense.
President Biden expected to formally launch his campaign for re-election with a video message as soon as this week. Kim Potter is out of prison. The former Minnesota police officer was convicted of mistaking her gun for her taser, which killed motorist Dante Wright. The former Louisville cop who fatally shot Breonna Taylor has a new job in law enforcement. Miles Cosgrove was hired by the Carroll County, Kentucky Sheriff's Office. Carroll County is north of Louisville. This is ABC News. President Biden honoring teachers and meeting with the Tennessee lawmakers kicked out of the state house over a gun control protest.
President Biden holds an event today in the Rose Garden celebrating the 2023 Teachers of the Year. He'll be joined by the First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, who's a community college professor and the Secretary of Education. This afternoon, the president meets with the three Tennessee state representatives who faced expulsion after their protest over gun control. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said they would discuss their efforts on gun reform and their experiences fighting for democratic values.
It was undemocratic when they were expelled essentially ousted out of their seats, and it was also an attack on our democracy.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A big payday for Sundar Pichai, head of Google's parent company. New reports say he made $226 million last year. The announcement coming as the company is in the middle of cutting thousands of jobs. Faith Abube, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner. Here's what you need to know. A bipartisan measure by Wisconsin lawmakers would change the criteria needed to expunge criminal records. Under current state law, someone can ask a judge for expungement only if the crime was committed before they turn 25. The new measure removes the age limit. The bill, sponsored by Republican State Representative David Steffen of Green Bay, makes certain crimes like stalking, violating a restraining order, criminal trespass, criminal damage to a business, and traffic offenses ineligible and does not apply to felonies. In order to apply for expungement, a year must pass after completing the sentence, as well as paying outstanding court fees or restitution. Gas prices are down almost 9 cents in the last week. The average gas price across Wisconsin is $3.44 a gallon, 21 cents higher than a month ago, and 40 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. I'm Jane Matner. This is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Moms, they really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance or VA Life. VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Earl, you cracked me up. Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. It is round one with Earl and Brown.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. What's going on, Big G?
Earl, it's let me see. We got a little bit of sun out here today in Detroit. You know, it's a good day, man. It's Monday,
man.
It's a Monday, so we got to go.
See, when I used to be young, and
ooh, that was a long time ago.
And they would say, every day is a good day, son. Hey, Gilbert, every day is a good day, son.
That's why they say some of them old folks done bump their head
on
something.
Who is old, man? What's old? That's
you,
relative.
You. You.
Hey, man, look. What? I still walk 8 miles.
Earl, you almost looked the part. Almost.
What you mean almost looked the part?
You ain't there yet. I mean, when you had that Milwaukee Brewers shirt on and the M was stretched, the M was stretched around your back.
Come on, man. Anyway, let's get down to some business, man.
Yeah, get off of it. Get you off know, of it.
Because they said we're going to talk about some real life things, too. So I want to begin, man. Five young players, NFL players. Detroit Lions, three or four of them was Detroit Lions.
Meow.
One of them got second. He was the 12th player pick last year, meaning a lottery pick kind of guy. Star player, young guy.
Yeah.
Got suspended for 6 games for gambling. Man. And the other players suspended for gambling, man. I remember a guy named Pete Rose, long before you. Again, you can't remember Pete Rose.
You always, Earl, you always know the legends, man.
Yeah,
I know all about Pete Rose.
So Pete Rose was Charlie Hustle. And, man, he was the Brett Favre of his era. And a brass kind of cat, man, who, you know, kind of talked like Brett Favre and did all those kind of things, a legend, and gambled. And in his career, They did not even allow him in the Hall of Fame. He bet on baseball. Your thoughts, man, on this whole open season on gambling, you know, sports betting and all that.
Well, it's a difference, Earl. It's a difference, man. You know, I just clown gamble. I bet you five on this. So I bet you 10 on that. These cats nowadays, I mean, Drake, the rapper, he just won. He bet $1 million and won crazy on this fight that we just had.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when you see guys like that, that got the money to do that and win the money back, it's contagious. But in the sports world, if they tell you no gambling, period, then it's no gambling, period. Why are you going to be slick? Because I remember back when we were playing, they would have a thing in training camp about gambling. Do not gamble. Do not do this. Do not do that. Now, I put it this way. If, and I'm not saying he didn't, but let's say Brett Favre gambled. And then I'm going to try to gamble what Brett Favre gambled. I ain't Brett Favre. They're going to tell Brett Favre, okay, we found out you're gambling. You 6 months off or six games out. They're going to tell me you're five. You're done. You can't do what the big boys do. That's what happened in Detroit. If one dude, main dude, gamble and you got four or five underlings that ain't smelled the field yet or ain't got a job, they ain't going to deal with you. They're going to deal with that first guy. The rest of you guys are gone because they can get the same dude that you were out there in the streets.
You know.
Because you ain't made the team yet.
Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I'm wondering, what are your thoughts on all the gambling in sports today? Do you support it or not? Now, I'll tell you, Gilbert, man. We used to do something called football pools. I don't know if you know what that is. So what?
Yeah, it's playful stuff.
Yeah. Where you would pull a number, and if your square came up, you bet whatever it was, $5, $10, $20, whatever it was, yeah. Square.
Yeah,
and you
it's got playful. Paid,
what you call it?
It's playful stuff, man. Yeah. It's not, I mean, even if it's gambling, it's for the fans, man.
Yeah,
it's for the people to enjoy. It's for the people to hype up. It ain't for the dudes that's being the subject of the game to do it. I don't say if you want to bet, it shouldn't be too much of a problem if you're betting on outside of your sport. That's what it should be.
Well, that's what
you can't bet no football stuff, but you can bet against boxing. You can bet against horse racing. But some leagues don't want you to bet at all.
No, and that's what this was, man, because these guys, you know, the NFL has made it very clear that gambling on games won't be tolerated, and five different players found out that out the hard way Friday. The NFL has announced that Stanley Berryhill, the third, Jameson Williams, Quintez Cephas, which is a good player. He played left for the Lions the last couple of years. C.J. Moore and Shaka Toure have all been suspended for gambling.
Never heard of
them. Well, if you then all you
yeah, must watch I don't watch, Packers, I don't man.
You yeah, must not yeah, watch never heard of football. If you ever
I
heard
do,
of Quintez
but
Cephas.
Significant ones. Well, what's his name?
Quintez Cephas, man.
How you spell that? Cephas.
Now, so although each player is now suspended, the suspensions aren't created equally. Williams and Berryhill have each only been suspended for six games. Six games? That's a lot of games, Gilbert.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, do they not get paid for that?
No, they don't get paid for that. That's six game checks.
Wow. That's about a third of the lead of the season. Both players are eligible to participate in all off-season and preseason activities, including preseason games. For those two, their suspensions won't take effect until the day after the final roster cutdown in August, and they'll be eligible to return at some point in mid-October. Now, they weren't betting on football, Gilbert. You know, but Cephas and Moore and Tony have all been suspended for at least 1 year. Those three players have been indefinitely banned, and they can't apply for reinstatement until 2024. Whenever Cephas and Moore end up returning to the NFL, they won't be playing for the Lions. The Lions just flat out released them, Gilbert. So, man, they lost their whole career, man.
Here's the thing, Earl. Here's the thing. So, you know, Earl, I don't ever think I'm gonna go and say this on air. Don't ever think I'm cutting you off. I'm just trying to get my point out before,
man,
I forget.
No, man, we cool, man. You and I are cool.
Before I forget it.
No, go ahead.
Before I forget it. But it is also hypocritical, Earl.
Of the league?
The owners get to do what they want to do. They don't set examples, so they get to bet on who they want to bet on. The owners are never policed. You understand what I'm saying? So they do hypocritical things, and then when the guys do it, either suspended, cut, or done with the league. Now, these guys that, here's the thing, that they set an example on these fools, because if we say don't do something and you do it, then this is what's going to happen. Six game suspension, and if you ain't a starter or worth anything on that team, they're going to cut you.
Well, that's just what happened. Exactly what happened. You said.
So now tell me what next dummy going to do it. If you do it, you a brand new fool if you go out and bet anything else.
So as a result of an NFL investigation that came to our attention, this is the Lions, of our players, a few of our players have violated the league's gambling policy, General Manager Brad Holmes said. These players exhibited decision-making that is not consistent with our organization's values and violates league rules. We have made the decision to part ways with Quintez and CJ immediately. We are disappointed by the decision-making demonstrated by Stanley and Jameson, and we'll work with both players to ensure the understanding. Now, those last two guys I just mentioned, Gilbert, they're young players that they just drafted in the last year or two. So they got value that they want to keep because they're high draft choices. The other two guys, sure, that you said, the other three guys, they let them go flat out.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Quickly.
And like you said, that's based on, you know, the value that they have with them or that they see in them.
I mean, let's put it this way, Earl. If you hire two dudes at a job, and both of them, one guy shows promise, the other guy does not, but they both get in trouble, who you gonna keep? You gonna keep the dude that shows promise. Yeah. You gonna get rid of the other dude because he just wasting time and holding up spot, and he doing stupid stuff when you told him not to.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Dave, I see you. We'll get you on the other side, and the rest of you can join Dave in the conversation. Again, your take on the open betting now that's happening in sports across this nation. What is your take? Joined by the Grave Digger. We'll be right back.
It's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come tick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 45. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for mixed precipitation. Lows level off around 32. Cloudy. Tomorrow, chance for mixed precipitation, 47. Upper 40s. Wednesday, mid-50s. Thursday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 32.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
EO.com.
Get money. That's what the betting man say.
Get money.
Get money.
Come on, man.
Don't tell me you need a hearing aid, too.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. And before we went to break, we were asking the question. Phone lines are open. Like to hear your thoughts on it. Your thoughts on, you know, the gambling in sports. I mean, there's always gambling in sports, but I mean, they opened it up tremendously. And the reason this conversation is right now on the front burner is because 5 Detroit Lion players have been suspended for, you know, having been caught betting. What I did find out, Gilbert, is that those 2 younger guys, they didn't bet on the pro game. They bet on college games. But here's what they did, Gilbert. They bet at the Detroit Lions facility, from their facility. Is that crazy?
I told you, you got brand new
property, huh?
You got brand new fools out there, Earl. Brand new.
And the other 3 did bet on other NFL games. So that probably done forever, right?
Ooh, yeah. I mean, don't see nobody picking up.
Huh?
Yeah, if they got a year suspension, they're going to really have to kiss some ass to get back on. Really going to have to, Earl.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
And then you're sitting there and you tell yourself, was it worth it?
Yeah, I know. That's crazy. To bet on NFL games. Let's go to David. Hey, David, good morning. You say what, man?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Really quickly, I'm going to give you guys a little history on some of this stuff. If you remember, Gilbert, and I don't know if this was ever talked about at camp, but way back when, Paul Hornung was suspended for gambling the entire 1963 season.
That's true.
I mean, he was a great player, but he did that back then. And keep in mind, you know, if you want to go back further in time, you had the White Sox back in 1919 that threw the World Series. They threw the World Series for the Cincinnati Reds. And you had that situation. And then, of course, you had the latest one where people in the NBA said, oh, these games are rigged and what have you. Well, the mafia got a hold of, what's his name, Tim Donaghy, I think was the referee's name. And they did a whole movie on it just recently.
So, Dave, what's your take on gambling? The fact that they've opened up gambling in the sports world, it was always there, but now to legalize it and sports betting is everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one thing for like what Gilbert was saying where you as an individual are betting on the games, but it's another thing when you have, and you brought up, you know, with Pete Rose earlier, you can't have that because then, I mean, it's one thing. If it's a rule within, you know, be it the NBA, the NFL, or whatever, you got to follow that. And we have to realize that at the end of the day, that's not good for the sport because it does have an impact. And, you know, but as far as people doing, you know, like making little side bets here and there or gambling at the casino, that's their own money. They're doing that whole thing. But it's tricky. I get it, but you can't do that with your own team.
Hey, Dave, thank you very much for the call. You know,
Gilbert, thanks, Dave.
You know what, Gilbert, all I'm saying is we, all these years we did without it and it was fine, but now it's just that the money, the amount of money that's there to be made. Clearly, man, I watched some of the, even before the fights, or even before the basketball games, even the football games now, they're telling you the betting odds. They show you people on the betting. I mean, come on, man. You put
Earl,
that above the
Earl, game. Earl, they bet on if he going to throw the left hand before the right hand first. It don't matter, man. It's a culture of betting.
Yeah, right.
That betting aspect, I don't care if you never said you bet in your life, you bet it before. Period. May not think you did.
I'm wondering,
but you did.
If it's worth it for the leagues, because now people will always argue about whether or not the bet made a difference or I think long range, Gilbert, it hurts the game.
Man, I mean, you can look at it from so many different angles, or things that people say will hurt the game, would not hurt the game. I mean, so half of the guys want the NFL to legalize the marijuana use, but they don't. So then you're going to legalize gambling? No, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen.
Well, you know, they may be forced to legalize marijuana.
Yeah. Now, they ain't going to be forced to do nothing. The owners rule the world, dog.
They don't rule the world.
They rule their world.
Yeah, right. They're part of it. But, you know, I mean, when you work for them, I work for this radio station. They got rules that I know, you know, that I got to
abide by. But here's the thing, though, Earl. There is rules. Why do you want to buck the rule? I love my job. I love my little space. Why do I want to go mess that up? Because I want to bet on something? Because I want to smoke something?
Listen, man, we can go to break. 844-967-2789.
That's why my beard ain't gray like yours.
Hey, man, that Clairol works. 844-967-20. I know I used to use it. We'll be right back.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Hey.
ABC News, I'm Faith Abubank. Countries around the world racing to get their diplomats and citizens out of Sudan. There was a dramatic nighttime rescue mission from the capital of Khartoum, but thousands remain behind in the country.
With the embassies closed and information scarce, foreign nationals are being advised to shelter in place. There are some 16,000 U.S. nationals still in the country. Many of them are dual citizens. But some foreigners are trying to take matters now into their own hands. Some are trying to get to the border with Egypt, others to the Red Sea. But for the Sudanese, millions of whom have been dealing with a hunger crisis, they can't go anywhere.
ABC's James Longman. An engine fire on board an American Airlines flight after a possible bird strike on Sunday. The plane eventually made a safe emergency landing back in Columbus, Ohio. Bed Bath & Beyond filing for bankruptcy. The remaining 360 Bed Bath & Beyond.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network.
Will be closed.
Find more at civicmedia.us.
This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The stage is set for the legal fight over abortion in Wisconsin. A judge in Madison will hear a challenge to the state's restrictive 1849 law on May 4th. If his side wins, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says abortion will be legal again for the first 20 weeks of pregnancy.
This is going to remain an issue, but if we win, it is correct that we'll go back to a position that's similar to where we were before the Dobbs decision.
Call was on WISN-TV's Upfront program Sunday. The case is expected to go all the way to the state Supreme Court. Police and sheriff's departments around Wisconsin are calling Saturday's Drug Take-Back Day a success. More than 280 agencies took part and people turned in 27 tons of medications. In sports, the Bucks try to pull even in their playoff series at Miami tonight. The Brewers host Detroit. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
You know me. Are you comfortable? Once again, make you comfortable, big love for both.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. It's under the helmet with the grave digger. So Gilbert, let me, were you still with the Packers when Brett Favre left? Or were you gone before Brett left?
I was gone.
You were gone.
I think Brett left in 07, 08 or something like that.
Yeah, and you left in 05?
04.
The reason I'm asking you is when a guy like that leaves, And in this instance, Aaron Rodgers leaves. And I know we had this conversation a little bit before, but everything is pointing to, as I was reading this article with David Bakhtiari, who clearly was Aaron Rodgers' right-hand boy and his best friend.
That's you got to remember now, an offensive lineman's nature is to always protect his quarterback, always. That's in his DNA. So remember that. Why you talking?
Yeah, well, I get that. I mean, I know he and he was the guy who protected his blind side, his left tackle. So
yes,
from cats like you trying to tear the cat's head off.
Disembody him, dude. That's what we be trying to do. Disembody him.
So that's why they paid Bakhtiari all that money, because all those years he protected Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, and was damn good doing it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no question, because when an offensive lineman makes $25 million a year, mm-hmm. That's pretty good jack, right?
Yeah.
So that's what he was making. They can't afford to pay him $25 million a year if Aaron Rodgers ain't there, can they?
If you want the same protection
for love,
you better pay that. You better pay that, man. You better pay that, man. You just don't find left tackles out there off the street. They got to be exceptional human beings, because we also know that's your blind side, fool. We coming at you.
And he's 32 years old, old Gilbert, injury prone.
Yeah,
he's been hurt.
Yeah,
and so the Packers are saying they're looking at all of this now, right? I mean, some stuff that they didn't look at before and some stuff they overlooked before because it was Aaron. Now they're going through everything, right?
Yeah, they're going through everything with a fine-tooth comb.
Yeah, because now that Aaron Rodgers' era is over. It's officially over. And so they're starting all over now. Now, Bakhtiari is still a member of the Green Bay Packers, but he's kind of concerned. I mean, the way he's talking, man, he's talking like they. And he's talking about not the players, he's saying. He's talking about management. So when you say they, I thought all of that was all together, Gilbert, the management, the players as the team, but there's – no, you're shaking your head.
It's not all together, Earl. And you got to listen to, as a player, you see this happen to one guy, you can say, oh, that can't happen to me. That ain't going to happen to me. Or in the back of your mind, you know your time is coming. You know in the back of your mind, you might lose a step here, you might lose a step there. It's coming. It's hard for a guy to accept that you are now becoming expendable. From the time you start to the time you end, it's like a car. You buy a brand new car. Soon as you drive it off the lot, it starts to depreciate. That's what a football player does. Soon as you get your butt inside and you get your where you need to be, then you start to depreciate. And for some guys, they can't understand that. You see what I'm saying, Earl? But for Bakhtiari to be talking like this, he's pissed off. Number one, he had to restructure his contract because they thought they was going to keep Aaron Rodgers. Number two, his homeboy is leaving.
Yep.
And he probably, I don't know, maybe want to go with him. Number three, you got to, as a player, you got to let all that go, man, because my homeboy could be right here with me in the trenches now and gone tomorrow. But is that going to stop me from being the guy I supposed to be? I got to stay with, okay, now Jordan Love is the man. I got to start getting on the Jordan Love train, period.
So Gilbert, let me, because you make me then say that in Bakhtiari's case, the way he's talking, even if he stayed, management gonna look at him through a different a different way now because of the kind of conversation he's been having, right? I mean,
number one, because he opened his mouth, and number two, because of his play. He's not a guy that's going to give you lately 16, 17 games, 18
right,
games.
He can't.
You see what I'm saying? So now it's kind of like, man, they shooting over the top and they be like, man, don't you stick your head out there. You stick your head out there. They're going to pop you.
So they're looking at him as a liability.
You know, Earl, I don't know if they're looking at him a liability or not, but
$25 million a year, you
got to understand something. You are not the guy you used to be. So in order for you to stay on this team, you need to do things in a teamly fashion. Not saying kissing nobody's ass, not saying do this, that, or the other, but you got to get with the program. Aaron Rodgers is gone. And what the Green Bay Packers are probably saying is if anybody don't like it, y'all can go to.
And that's a hard pill to swallow when, you know, Bakhtiari, man, he was probably, when they say Rodgers was the best player, people looked at him as the number two best, second best player on the team.
He was the best offensive lineman they had.
Yeah, no question.
I don't say he was number two behind.
That's because you're a defense guy.
I'm not saying just because defense, just because of the pecking order of where it is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, skilled guys always get top billed. Us grunts don't get nothing. So unless we get the best offensive lineman or the best defensive lineman that we got. You know what I'm saying? It's just the way it is. But Bakhtiari is hurt right now.
Yeah,
he's right. Hurt because he had to restructure his contract because they thought they were keeping Aaron Rodgers. And number two is because he can't stay healthy.
Yeah, well, you know,
But his heart ain't changed.
You know, Gilbert, we say he can't stay healthy. Man, they got monsters knocking on the door. Every play that he's out there, right? There's monsters out there. He's trying to hold off the monster. You can do it a lot easier when you're 24, 25 than you can when you're 32, right?
Yeah, but Earl, it's been so many gladiators that went past their time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And held up well. You know, or they might have to change the position. Offensive tackle move to guard. You know what I'm saying? Right. Whatever you got to do to stay in the game, that's what you got to do. But don't let your mouth put you out the game.
But you know, Gilbert, it's easier to run your mouth if you're making $25 million a year as opposed to making $1 million a year, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. I mean, he got some absolutely. Backup.
You ain't gonna have no first-year guy talking like Bakhtiari. Like that goes back to the betting thing. You ain't gonna have your first year do all this betting, and the top guy did the betting, and you the one that's gonna get killed for.
You know, Gilbert. I wanna. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Man, they still haven't completed the deal with Aaron. What's going on, man?
Man, it's too many. It's they asking too much for him, man. They're asking too much for him that don't nobody want to do. Ain't nobody, because they uncertain if he gonna just play that 1 year and bail on him,
right?
Or 2 years and bail on him. Me personally, I think if Aaron Rodgers get to the place where he want to get to, he probably got about 4 or 5 more years left in him. Probably not at the high level that he's been at, but I mean, Tom Brady has built the mold,
and Tom Brady is talking about coming out of retirement to play for the Miami Dolphins.
He ain't got that girl telling you no, you can't now.
Hey, you know what? Part of that is true.
Yeah, I mean, he ain't got that girl on his shoulder talking about, you can't do this, you can't. He like, man, I'm by myself, now I can do what I want to do.
Yeah, but
then there's no consequence.
But listen, man, Aaron Rodgers, even if he could, I don't see him looking to play that many more years. You know,
Earl, he's a competitor. He's a competitor. You can't just turn it off like that.
So you think it's more the fact that he's a competitor or that money, $50 million a year?
He got enough money, yeah, he got Earl. Money, right. I mean, State Farm. He playing off the State Farm check.
Yep.
He playing off the NFL checks. So he got the money. Sometimes it ain't all about the money, man. It's about that game. That game is so hard to leave.
Let me ask you, man. As competitive as you were and are.
Mm-hmm.
You still miss it, right?
Earl, I always say this, man. I used to choke people out there on that field. Choke them. I can't choke them no more because I go to jail. The physicality of the game you miss if you a baller.
Right.
You miss punching guys in the mouth, being able to get down there and go against another man and see who the best. I miss that.
You know,
period.
Well, I mean, clearly the intensity.
No amount of money. I miss the fit. If they told me come back and play for a dollar, I would.
You know, man, it's just that game, man. They can talk about all the other sports, you know, in the world.
Yeah.
But that game, that's something you just, it becomes your DNA, right? I mean, you become a part of it.
That, Earl, it's that mind frame that you in. It's kind of like, it's really like how it was in the Roman days, man. You picking up your helmet, just like you picking up your shield. You picking up your sword, just like you putting on your gloves and your shoulder pads. And you going out there in this Coliseum where all these fans are ripping and yelling for you, and you about to go against somebody and try to take their head off. OMG.
You know, Gilbert, and the team aspect of it, and all those working pieces, right? All the men are working pieces coming together kind of like, you know, under one. For one purpose. I mean, you know, boxing is a gladiator sport, but it's just you and one man, right?
Boxing is an individual sport. Footballers, right. you need your friends to help you win this game. It's kind of like a strategy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If everybody ain't on the same page, you're gonna lose. In boxing, you by yourself. Hockey is, people don't really realize how physical hockey is. Oh my God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the physicality of the game that if it's in your DNA that you miss.
You know, man, I really miss playing too, man, even though it was, what, 51 years ago. And even for those 3 minutes I got to play in my high school senior.
But Earl, that's when you walk around, you put your helmet in your back pocket.
Gotta go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I'll see you. We'll come to you after the break. Under the helmet with the grave digger. We'll be right back.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered showers today, otherwise cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 45, northwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies, tonight chance for mixed precipitation, lows level off around 32. Cloudy, tomorrow chance for mixed precipitation, 47. Upper 40s, Wednesday, mid 50s, Thursday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. A dusting of snow, tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 32.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
You know now. Tell Bakhtiari, get on that train, baby.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number, under the helmet with the Gravedigger. Let's go to Miss Anonymous from Milwaukee.
Hi, Earl.
Hey, how are you?
Very well.
All right. You have a question or comment?
A comment that you had brought up about the difference of being suspended versus like they're going to be kicked out for a year.
Right.
And my first thought was, I think it was more severe for the two because they were actually in the building using their, I don't know.
Yeah, they were using
computer.
On their property.
Exactly. And it just brought to mind a couple things. First, like if you're a stockbroker, that's considered insider trading. Like if you're doing it like within. Now, they may not have like actually inside information, but just doing it on the facility, I think the punishment fits what they did. Now, the other two, because they were three, can't remember, they were betting on college football. Again, they may not have inside information, but maybe they do. Maybe they know, you know, a coach or a player or somebody. But it also brings back, Gilbert was talking about, you know, like the owners, like they're the ones, and maybe they're almost hypocritical, but I almost think they're not because of the rules that they have set in place. Let's say, like, gambling is legal, but they're saying their rules, no, you can't do this. Also, alcohol, it's legal, but if you're caught with alcohol in your system and you're about to play or get out on the field, of course, you're going to face penalties, punishment, there are going to be consequences to that. And I think a lot of people, and especially nowadays, you had brought up, I'm a compulsive gambler, and I have other compulsive gamblers that are sports bettors, and it's becoming a concern, especially I live in Milwaukee, that Pottawatomie has now made it, they have a sports betting place and facility. But it also, you don't need to actually go to a casino to do that. You can get an app on your phone. And
yeah, So your take on the whole explosion of the gambling part of it?
Oh, it's very concerning. I am not I'm not a sports bettor at all, but in, I'll just say when I go to a program and we have literature and we read it like every meeting and we say you can't bet on an office sport pool. You can't bet for a cup of coffee, matching for a cup of coffee. I mean, everything. It doesn't matter what your particular,
Yeah, so it's the same principles as AA and all those things. You have to completely separate yourself on a daily basis. Yes. But I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Gilbert?
First of all, that was our first female caller.
Yeah, it was.
Second of all, Earl, she said, "Hi, Earl."
Come on, man. Hey, man. What you trying to make happen, man?
You to get hit with that frying pan when you get home.
Hey, man. Come on, man. Let's move on from that. Man, you know, I'll tell you.
Hey, but let me say this, though, Earl. They do make it too easy for you to bet now. It is too easy for you to just make a bet. I mean, do they even check if you're 18? You know, before you start betting? I mean, it's too easy right now, and it's so intriguing to do it. So, I mean, it's a monster that we created.
Yep.
Now you're trying to take the monster away, and the monster's done built up too much.
You know, Gilbert, I remember when you could only gamble in this country, in Las Vegas and New Jersey.
And
it worked fine, and it was good.
Yep.
Now it's
worldwide.
Yep.
Now, worldwide, baby.
And as she stated, she's got an addiction. Many other people have addictions to this. And we shouldn't be doing anything to increase the odds that somebody else is going to get addicted, right?
They think just because they put that little disclaimer on the front, if you got a gambling problem, call such and such. No, man. Come on, man. Come on. You got to do something better than that. Because what they're saying is, please keep on betting. But, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, come on, man. It's an addiction. And God bless the people that have it. But we don't need to encourage it or bring more people along.
No, Gilbert, you're 100% correct. It was a better country when you didn't have all those, because nobody ever talks about the suicides.
Oh my God, that happened, man.
Gambling.
Yeah, people losing their shirts.
Oh yeah, losing everything, you know. And so they make it easy and make you somehow believe that you're going to beat the casino. You know,
it's a moneymaker, Earl.
Well, you know, Detroit was a prime example. When they built all those new casinos,
got so many they can't get out the way of themselves.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? You drive down a certain highway, and the skyline just shows you casinos.
And Gilbert, in a city and a town where people can barely, you know. It still can barely pick up the garbage, right? That thing is we can't do it with industry, but we'll do it with casinos. We'll drain the money from the people who are left here.
Here's the crazy part about it, Earl. I called my homeboy and said, "Hey man, what's up?" I said, "Man, my mom and daddy running to the casino, so I'm gonna go do this." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's everybody I call. Hey, man, what's up, man? Well, my mom and dad run to the casino. You know, the older folks, you know. But some of them know how, some of them don't. And they lose their retirement. Yeah. Then they back out there working again.
Yeah, it is. It's a ugly thing. It's a legal business, but it's ugly. Right? It really is an ugly business. And all that betting and gambling is not good because it does some major damage to people who can't control it. And it's easy to get hooked, right? Yeah.
Easy, Earl. Beyond easy. It's a sad situation.
Hey, Gilbert, I wish we had more time, man. It goes too fast.
Sure do, man.
We got to work on that.
We got to talk to them and see what they can do.
Yeah. All right, we got to
add more time.
Yeah, we got to go this time, Gilbert. Hey, I'll see you next Monday.
All right, man. Have a good rest of the week, my brother. Digger.
Likewise. We'll be back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.
unsettled.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.